Welcome to part two that just proves award shows are doomed during this time frame. Welcome to the Nazi Awards part two on TBK Live. My name's Richard. Joining me is the woman I diddle her pooter and my wife, Ashley.
Do you have to introduce me like that every time?
I think it just makes it a little bit more fun for me.
It makes it a lot less fun for me.
But I can't just say that, like, I can't go, and now here's my co-host for this episode, the guy who I diddle his pooter, Brody. Because then it has a totally different
But I would love it if you did.
I don't know how he would react. But damn it, now I want to.
I would love it if you introduced him like that just once.
And if I did it to Sharon, she'd just slap me.
Yeah, no, don't do it to her. I want you to do it to Brody.
Welcome to part two of the Nazi Awards. If you listen to part one, it was just Brody and I talking about 2020 stuff. And that's technically what we're going to continue. Joining, like I said, Ashley's joining me. How are you?
I'm here.
It's been a long month. It's been a long year. It's been a long 10 years.
It's 2020 part two. We have continued to 2020 and 2021.
2021 is continuing to 2020 the fuck out of 2021.
But, I mean, we're going to make it. It's going to be okay at some point eventually.
There is some light at the end of the tunnel.
Things are looking up for the first time in a while. I mean, overall... So maybe it's going to be okay.
We discussed a lot of stuff on the last episode. We might touch on a few things that we discussed, but I mean, I think me and you can agree. By the way, before we get started, visit randomevolve.store, pick up one of our amazing books. We have our next book to come out is The Book of Roland by James Master, as well as Unbreakable Mind by Brian Tan and Kendra Sauter. A book of poetry is to come out this year. The second part of Cindy's story comes out this year. It's going to be a pretty good year.
We got stuff. Watch for stuff.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know if anyone listening is a creator. That's kind of a hard thing to discuss sometimes, is where you're at mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think and I've seen this with a lot of our emails that we got, was... There was a lot of us mentally struggling last year.
Yeah.
I know you're not a people person.
I am not a people person. But
you do enjoy crowds. You love gatherings but hate people. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. I don't like people. I don't like dealing with people. Even I miss people at this point.
It's as someone who feeds the off energy of... like a crowd. Like I know that when we go to concerts, and I've said this about Taylor Swift before in the past, that I felt the Taylor Swift concert was a religious experience.
Yeah.
It was, there was an electric atmosphere. Everyone was happy to be there, which there are times we've been to things and it just, people did not want to be there.
No, but for sure.
But that Taylor Swift concert felt like that. And thinking about that and going into what happened last year and not having the access, because the last time I had seen anyone that wasn't a possible grandparent, because we still tried to see the grandparents because of stuff going on in their life,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't see them as often as we normally do.
No, we didn't.
But I think as someone who has to be around people
mm-hmm.
to thrive, I understand where a lot of people were coming from, and creatively, I know I suffered. We have not really discussed a lot of stuff, and you've been around, you've seen this, so if you can comment on anything that I went through, and you're going to be like, yeah, no, this is bad.
No, it's been very, very bad. That's it, and I think a lot of people have suffered over the last year, and it's a big irony that you finally have all of the time that you ever needed to do things. And absolutely no ability to do the things.
I work from home, and doing the magazine and running the publishing company and running the podcast side of things, I found it really hard last year to come up with anything new to talk about, because we mostly discuss nerd content. That's kind of, we play these games, we have weird news, we do fun stuff on these shows, but for live, it takes a lot more work than, say... Because I don't have to put in the work for Manda's show. Manda does all the research,
yeah.
And then all I have to do is talk about what's on my list of things. Like, if we do Cinecrap, it's just us watching a movie. I have to watch it once to know
what the movie is.
And outside then, Cats, because we just went cold into that.
That was a terrible idea.
We watch those. Like, we'll watch a movie and then pick it for Cinecrap and do it that way.
For live, we can't do anything because there's nothing going on. There's no conventions to talk about. There's no concerts to talk about. There's no movies coming out to talk about. There's no nerd news to talk about because nobody's doing anything because we can't do anything.
Outside what, movie trailers? Because we still got tons of movie trailers and TV shows. Like, but that
some TV shows.
But that can only, mostly reality, but that can only go so far. Again, that can only go so far. And I experience burnout, but there's always our cat's being funny. There's always someone that is always there to kind of come in and clean up my mess when I feel this way. Mm-hmm. There's always another talented person who's like, I can pick you up through all of this. And the cat just left the room in just a huff. But you get where I'm coming from. There's always someone there. And this time, in all the people I do see and all the people that I do rely on, they were just as struggling as much as I was. And it became the hardest. And I did fine through the first half. It's the second half that killed me. Like, I mean,
it's easier to do for a shorter amount of time.
Well, none of
it. The longer that this stretched on, it got significantly harder. And it's harder, especially on you, because you've lost your entire outlet for people. I'm 97% of your people.
You are my people. Like, I talk to friends on the phone, and that's rarity. Not to be confused with the My Little Pony. It's just rare.
Yeah.
This is definitely not your normal. This is not how we do the Nutsy Awards. We have fun with these shows. We talk about the best and the worst of entertainment from the past year. You voted. When you sit down to come up with an entire award show and you can only do like two categories of said award show, maybe three at the most, it's kind of hard to do.
It is.
And we've seen how hard that is by looking at what has happened to the Golden Globes. And this week's tomorrow's the Grammys. And they're doing their entire show from remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Like it, the host is somewhere else. Everyone else is somewhere. It doesn't work. I think that's the problem with these award shows, where they were already having problems getting people anyway. But on top of that you don't have a live crowd to feed off of, or artists don't have a live crowd to feed off of when they're performing. And even though this is a podcast and we are able to get feedback from everybody, and I appreciate everyone who's messaged and asked if I'm okay, what's going on, why hasn't there been shows? This is why. This is definitely not... I don't know how to explain it. I have not seen, like, I didn't see my best friend right now that's not you.
Yeah.
You know, the other friends that I don't diddle.
Rude.
I hadn't seen any of them since August.
At all.
Like, we talk, we'll text, we have an occasional phone conversation, but we haven't seen each other since August until last weekend.
And before that one time you saw him in August, you hadn't seen him since...
June?
I don't even know that it was June. I was going to say maybe May.
It's probably May.
And then before that, it was February.
No, there was a couple of shows last year in April.
Were there?
Yeah. But we recorded two shows. It's weird just to sit down and reflect, because we're never going to look back favorably at this time frame.
No.
There's going to be a lot of creative stuff that comes after this. And I do believe the creative renaissance, we're about to enter a creative renaissance for some aspects.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see I don't think we're going to see as many remakes now. I think this was a reset of entertainment. Not the worst thing to happen.
No, there's definitely, I think, going to be a brighter side after this, but it's going to be who can make it through this.
And I almost didn't. I'm going to be honest. I have struggled so much just to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this. It's hard to, when you try to do something, and I've been posting these cryptic statuses and not even realizing I'm posting cryptic statuses. Like, it's not even like it's not the cry for attention status. It's just sad. I don't know how to explain it any better than that.
Because you've been sad.
I've found a few pick-me-ups in a couple of video games. But they're short bursts of happiness. It's not... Again, you can only go so far in playing a game.
But right now, that's all I think that we've got, is we're going to string together as many small bits of happy as we can. And
hopefully get a big burst.
Lag along until we make it to something better.
I did get my notification that I'm going to get the shot in the arm. I'm going to get microchipped next Friday.
Exciting.
Someone's going to quote me and be like, this podcast says you're going to get microchipped. Fuck.
I already did. It's fine. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm hoping the government...
They hardly ever contact you. It's okay.
I hope the government does contact me so I can have someone else I can talk to.
No, they hardly ever contact you. It's okay.
Damn it.
It's damn not... It, damn it, damn it's it. Not a big interruption in your life. And they only asked me one time to do something for them. It's not a big deal.
Oh, and that can be found on a Netflix documentary. Just try to figure out which one. We want to... Let's talk about some of the things that helped us. Because I know Brody and I touched on it, but me and you are going to touch on it a lot more. We tried to watch more new content.
We did.
In 2020 than ever. Because I always find myself, when I'm in my worst states, to fall back on certain TV shows.
Yeah.
You're wearing a shirt of one of those. And
it's your sad TV.
Makes sense, though.
And your happy TV.
It makes a fuck ton of sense.
And your bored TV.
Well, I mean, I like to work with either music or a television show playing, and 90% of the time, if the TV show's in the background, it's going to either be The Office or Parks and Rec. There is maybe Community, maybe depending on if it's season one or not. Because I can have season one in the background, it's fine, but there are episodes in season two and three and four and five that I cannot watch without just stopping everything I'm doing.
Watch it. You can't, that's not a background show.
We did. We tried to watch a lot more new stuff. We sat down and finished Big Bang Theory, which I know that's hit or miss in the nerd community. I personally find it funny as shit. Mostly because it's definitely more dry humor that I appreciate. It's not the slapsticky kind of humor. But I also prefer sitcoms without laugh tracks, because laugh tracks take me the fuck out of shows.
I can appreciate that.
We watched Schitt's Creek.
We did.
On the recommendation of one of our friends who's been talking up that show for over a year. And we're like, you know what? It was one Saturday afternoon at like 2:45. Like, we're going to start Schitt's Creek. In that second episode, he makes that Garth Brooks joke. And I was hooked.
And we're done.
And I'm going to finish this now. And we watched, what, four seasons within like 2 days?
It's got the best sexual orientation reference that I've ever heard in anything ever.
Oh, the wine?
The wine thing.
The wine explanation. I love that.
Yep.
It definitely took a feeling of sad and made it hopeful, which is very rare for sitcoms. Because there's a lot of times, even with The Office, because I'm going to use that as, since that's my favorite show. You like some of the characters in The Office.
Yeah.
But as a whole, they're just characters that either bore you or you don't care about.
Yeah.
I can't say that for Schitt's Creek, because by the end of the run, I was in love with all the characters, main and secondary. You don't get that from most shows.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, I'm watching that kind of again right now, because there's things I missed.
You've only seen it once. You might as well. You have to watch. I feel like you have to watch something 3 to 4 times before you've gotten the majority of the content of it. Like, to be safe, you have to watch. You have to rewatch it several times to get everything. You do not get all of the content on your first watch through of something. You just simply don't.
We know.
And I have a really bad habit of, I like to know as much as I can about all of the things. And I research a lot of things sometimes while I'm watching things.
I do that with those murder mystery shows. Not the only time I didn't was when we listened to the fucking podcast, which is on my list of things that helped me through 2020, is that damn Wondery podcast. Of Dr. Death, which I know season 2 is out, and I haven't listened to any of it yet.
We need to do that.
But it's going to pale in comparison to season 1. That doctor is a dumbass. And I just want more of that. I never looked up what he looked like or anything until we got home and saw the Lifetime special.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, that's what that doofus looks like. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. Like, I realized through the year, I think you got... Well, okay. So, you're more of an animated fan.
I am. I am a really big fan of almost any kind of animation, actually.
And we started She-Ra.
We did, which is really good, and I'm very excited to finish.
I'm enjoying it.
It's taking us a long time because we can only do a couple of episodes at a time, and I understand that. That's a you thing.
I fall asleep during animation like there's no tomorrow. However, and that's because when I was with an ex a long time ago, she would just stay up and watch episodes of Futurama. And by the time you get to a certain point in Futurama, it's the same episode. It's how I feel about The Simpsons. It's just,
I've never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, the first few seasons are good. The first few seasons, fantastic. There's a certain point, though. 30 seasons, you just drop off. You can't be good for 30 fucking seasons. Look at SNL. It's not great all the time. But when it's good...
It's phenomenal.
It's on fire. Which we watched SNL a lot more last year because...
It's the most I've ever watched SNL.
Well, it's because we needed something new. Brody and I talked about the presidential election, so we're not going to dive into that on this one. Because that
Thank
was
you.
A... We had quite a few emails to say the best thing about 2020 was someone lost. I can't argue it. But, I mean, We learned a lot.
I'll say the best thing about 2020 might be a quieter Twitter.
You know,
some people might also say that's the worst thing about 2020.
There is still a little part of me that wishes he had a Twitter.
That might be on the worst list.
I don't know. I think it's just because I like watching the dumpster fires. And now it's just not as fun because there's less dumpster fires on social media. Like, you have to search out dumpster fires now. I don't want to search out my dumpster fires. Fuck.
I mean, there's plenty of dumpster fires available.
Me and you started watching TikTok a lot more.
We're watching a lot of TikTok.
Because TikTok's fantastic. We found, I talked about one of the TikTokers we found. And I did that one recently, and I'm not even mad about sharing her. I got a message from her last night, which was fantastic. There's another one we watched that's by TikTok.
I have to listen to any more freaking sea shanties from you.
I'm telling you, the Bi Pirate TikTok thing, which is now my ringtone.
Yeah.
It on is. My phone. Bisexual TikTok is the happiest place on earth. Tell me if I'm wrong. Kink Talk and Bi Talk are just fantastic.
I'm not going to say it's not. I'm just going to say that we shouldn't watch that before bed.
No. that's the highlight of my day half the time is those stinking sea shanties of Bi Pirates. I guess I got to explain this a little bit. It's just women who start out normally dressed.
Not always women.
Not always men. Women.
Not always
so,
women.
But bisexual individuals.
But better when it's women.
Yeah, the better one. Like, it's mostly women. Most of the ones I've seen have been women. It's bisexual individuals or pan or whatever who are normally dressed at the beginning, but at a certain point they turn into pirates. Thirst trap pirates. And I'm fucking living for it.
I really like Thirst Trap Pirates.
There you go. Like, TikTok has
I was never this attracted to pirates before, and I think it's a problem.
And now you can't watch Pirates of the Caribbean without getting wet. I completely understand this now.
No,
this
not
epidemic.
Those pirates.
Are we sure? Because Orlando Bloom.
Maybe that pirate.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe like the 3 to 4 main cast members.
Yeah, because I'm not going to choose the fucking, what is it? The fucking... Cucumber from VeggieTales and his pirate movie. I'm not going to choose that.
Larry is not the main pirate in that.
Who's the pirate in that?
He is a pirate in that, but he's not the main pirate.
I thought he was the main pirate.
I don't believe so in the pirates who don't do anything. He's not the main pirate.
We are the pirates who... You know what needs to be Cinecrapped.
The VeggieTales movie?
VeggieTales movie. I will get
do
a lot...
Do you know who will sing along with the VeggieTales movie?
You will, yeah. We watched, we finished Steven Universe in 2020, which was, that show makes me happy too. I mean.
Maybe he is one of the main pirates.
I did not think I would enjoy.
He's not the pirate captain. Grape is the pirate captain.
I fucking don't know. Look, that's not even a vegetable. What the hell?
They're not all vegetables.
They should all be vegetables.
A cucumber's a fruit.
A tomato's a fruit. Why the hell are they fruits? And it's called... Okay, that's another show for another day. Yeah, no, I thought he was the first one on the front.
He is the one in the front, but that doesn't mean he's the pirate captain.
That means he's the lead of the movie.
The captain has the hat.
He's the lead. I mean, we watched Steven Universe. We finished it.
I love Steven Universe.
I mean, I have a print behind me that says if every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.
You fought me about watching that to start with.
I did. I just didn't think I would enjoy it, but Cartoon Network's got these 15-minute block shows, and I went, all right, I'll give it a shot.
You argued with me about Steven Universe hard.
And that line's uttered in the first episode, and again, I'm freaking hooked after that first line was uttered. Like, I'm here for this. Let's go. I want to see more.
Yeah, the fucking ice cream cat song.
We
sang that at a convention.
He did.
With Zach Allison.
That was an amazing, like, I think one of the other things too is I think we took for granted how nice it was to go out.
We did.
I don't know if anyone else feels this way. Like, I think we're past entertainment. There were movies we watched, but nothing really spoke to our souls. I mean, Tiger King, but...
We didn't know what we had until it was gone. That was how 2020 started.
I tell you, when...
Before we locked down.
Did you just get chills?
I'm freezing. Like, it's cold in this room.
So Tiger King comes out at the right perfect time. I start seeing memes. You come home telling me that a doctor you work with's all obsessed with the show, so we have to watch the first episode. We ended up watching the first episode, and we just looked at each other and went, we have to watch the second episode. And we didn't want to stop, did we? We watched
until like 1 a.m. and had to stop because I had to go to work.
I think we watched the first three, and then the next night we watched the other three, and that show... is insane. I need to rewatch that again though. But that show is insane. It was great. Netflix hit us with some good docuseries during the last year.
I work with several people who refuse to watch it on the principle that they think it's dumb.
Okay, I hate when people do this. Don't know about anyone else. Let's change this. Let's add this to the will they go away thing. Stop saying shit. People need to stop saying stuff is stupid without ever looking at it. That drives me absolutely insane. There's certain TV show. Case an example. I asked you one night if we could watch BattleBot. And you said no. That's just a me show. You would not watch it. Yeah, I don't think it's that fun. I don't think it would be good. And I watched the first episode. It's on a Saturday morning. We ended up binging like half the first season. Or the new season.
I was honest with you when I said I didn't think that I would enjoy it.
No, you were obsessed with it.
I was wrong. I admitted to you that I was wrong. I told you I didn't feel like it was something that I would enjoy. I was wrong. I really like BattleBots.
Add that to our RuPaul's Drag Race 4 stuff we watched in the reality department. Because Drag Race helped us. There's a lot of Drag Race in 2020. If you are not a fan of that, if you are a fan of that show, it was a damn good year for you. UK, Holland, season 12.
All-Stars.
Canada, All-Stars. The Celebrity Drag Race.
Celebrity Drag Race was not what I wanted, but it was a surprise.
But I think they had to. Pleasant. I think they had to stop filming it because of COVID. I think that's what happened. And that was fun. We took in a lot, and last year was really, really difficult on everyone, and...
To get back to your point, I do think that we took for granted what we were able to do before lockdown, and we didn't even know.
I think... No, because I went out the day of things going to shit. I went out. And I went out before things happened, because I think it was the day of. I went to eat barbecue... with a friend. It was the first day I was on my weight loss medicine. I remember smelling colors. In that night was the NBA thing happening, was when the player for the Jazz, and I can't think of his name, I think it's Rudy Gobert, tested positive for coronavirus, and everybody was just shocked because that's what stopped the NCAA tournament from happening. Mm-hmm. That's what ended Major League Baseball from happening until July. That's why the NBA went into the bubble later that year. It's, we all just, everything, Disney World and Disneyland closed. Everything just came to a sudden, and I never will forget that day. I, as a writer for doing nerd news, and that's something we're kind of new at.
Mm-hmm.
All day for the next 2 days was just event cancellations, event cancellations. This is getting canceled. This is getting shut down. And I was sitting there, and I think your cousin was here when the big one happened, like when the convention started getting closed. And I just sat there and was in shock because I think we had a convention in 2 weeks. Dallas was April or March or April last year?
Dallas was in March because we... No, it was April. Yeah, it was on April 1st. It was over that weekend of April 1st. The first weekend in April is when that was, because we went to Chicago in February last year. We went to C2E2.
Late day weekend. The week before everything happened. It was the last, I think it's one of the last big events.
Yeah, we got to go to a convention last year.
And looking back on that, just as crazy, because Brody and I talked about that in the last episode, where that was the first time me and him ever met.
Like, we got to go to something last year.
We
came back and we're planning
the next one.
For the next one, like 4 or 5 weeks later.
And that's what we do here, is we wanted to bring convention coverage to you and do fun stuff. And now we have our own TikTok.
They had just started having real issues with COVID in New York.
Chicago had its first case when we were there.
The very first number one case in Chicago happened as like the weekend that we were leaving.
We
had the discussion of, I wonder if this is going to be a problem.
Talked about that on the way home.
I wonder how bad this is going to get.
Because I didn't...
It'll probably be okay.
I didn't think it was going to get like this. I told you, I was like, it'll probably be like the one was, SARS was, which was bad, but it wasn't a real big threat here. Mm-hmm. And it would just, you know, the next couple months, it would just dwindle. It never did. The window never opened. It was just a constant black all the time. It was just constant darkness all the time.
This is crazy.
And you start seeing your friends who run their own shops and businesses happen to close up, and you're sitting there going, just how can we continue? Because that's something that did get discussed at one point last year, was how do we continue? And, you know, luckily we have fans and we have people who are buying books, and it worked out for us. And, you know, God bless all of you. But I know other businesses didn't make it through this. And the government didn't make it easy.
No, they did not.
The PPP loans didn't really go to self-employed ran businesses.
They did not go where they were supposed to go.
They
didn't go to the people that they needed to go to help all of the time.
Like I said, it was such a year that I don't know if I will ever forget, but I wish we could. If that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I wish someone could hit us with the Men in Black, like, just light eraser thing, so we didn't have to remember the last year and a half. I guess a year at this point. It has been a 1 year since everything was started.
We just had all of the stuff come through reminding us, like, 1 year anniversaries for all of the terrible shit have just happened.
I really, there's not much. Like, it's just the fact that we're sitting here now is awesome. I, at one point, did not think I would be. I know without you being by my side, I know I wouldn't be. So thank you.
We're always here.
I know that the year, the prior year got really hard. I forced myself through Christmas and pushed so hard that I broke. I guess that's probably the best way to explain. I broke.
Yeah.
And I fell into the worst depression I have ever been in. And I get seasonal depression and after Christmas, and this is a creator thing. Once you put your heart and soul into one thing for about 2 or 3 weeks, you kind of feel burnout. When you're doing it like 6 times a day and trying to come up with new content all the time, there's just a burnout and you just want to pull back a little. It's why we always do the Nutsies, is for the pullback, to for the release, and it's just that we can get a bunch of stuff up, which is just voting anyway. And
yeah.
This year was different because there was nothing to vote on. And that's why we turned it to you at home to email us what got you through 2020. And of course, we have specific things. We have a lot of people say, you know, and there's a lot where The Office helped people get through. Like, I think we have almost 100 emails of just talking about The Office. It shows like that prove how much comfort they can lend in a situation like this. It's almost like being around friends. If you watch that show, that's even more of a better reference. But
if you can't have your actual friends, artificial ones work.
And getting those shows like The Office and Parks and Rec and so many shows. YouTubers were on the list. I saw a bunch of those. There's a bunch of content coming through, like people saying TikTok. We probably had a few hundred say TikTok in our inbox. There was only a few specific ones that were different. Okay. And those are the ones we're going to share a few of those on this. Because I'm going to be honest with all of you, this award show was so hard for me to do personally. I'm happy I've made it through it. I know this has been the biggest trial of a lot of our lives. I'm hoping that by the time, hopefully soon, and I'm getting back, I'm feeling a lot better than I was. You will agree with that. I am much better than I was 2 weeks ago. I'm much better than I was a month ago. I hit rock bottom. I'm pulling myself out slowly. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. I've been killing demons on God of War. That's all right. Ashley has been cooking a lot. I don't know what else you're doing. Working on stuff for the publishing company. Doing your job is helping people.
I mean, all I'm doing is nursing, like this.
Sharon's doing the same thing right now, which is why you don't hear from her much at the moment.
Taking up so much time.
Brody works at Amazon. He told you that in part one, how much time he's putting into things. Amanda's working from home and working more hours because of it. It becomes really hard when you work it. Like, you're not a at-home worker, and then you become an at-home worker. It's not easy to transition. Like, at first, it's great. But after a while, it just becomes hard. And for me, my escapes are the trips we take. And that's my reset button. And
gone.
It's gone. So I had to rely on TV shows and video games and meth. And I'm kidding about the meth. Just see if anyone's paying attention. So this year's award show, we tried to do something different. And I'm glad we did. I'm glad we were able to push something. It's not what I want to do. It's not the fact that we can celebrate good movies. Sonic the Hedgehog, by the way.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Best movie of
2020?
100%. That and Soul are the two best movies of last year.
Yeah.
I'm already got a contender for this year, but I know
Soul
not a lot of people.
Cry.
Soul made me cry. That's such a good movie.
Sonic was amazing. So what's your contender for this year?
I like Tom and Jerry a lot.
Tom and Jerry was good.
I know a lot of people don't like it.
I was happy with it.
It was not the worst movie I've ever seen. I am excited for Mortal Kombat.
That looks better than it deserves to be.
Which it probably isn't.
Can't be any worse than the ones before it.
Oh, dear God.
So what do we have from viewers? Listeners.
You know, we got to do video shows eventually this year.
From viewers like you.
That's how I feel like from now on. You can always send us email, tbkmagazine@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Tell us how we're doing. Let us know if we suck. I'm cool with that. Of course, we had a few listeners, including your cousin.
Okay.
Who sent in their messages of having a baby. We're going to see a baby boom. If there is one thing I can take away from 2020, there are babies everywhere. Jen, is it Jen Alpha? Yeah, Jen Alpha is going to grow. Jen Alpha's going to grow.
To be fair, her baby is freaking adorable, though.
And
also, if it helps, she was pregnant pre-COVID.
But again, but she had the baby during the word, like, May?
May. He is a Cinco de Mayo baby.
Oh, that's right.
And.
He's always going to have Mexican food on his
birthday. I'm giving him taco-themed things for the rest of his life.
I hope he knows that.
Like, he doesn't know that now.
He will.
And he probably won't understand that for several years. But at some point in his life, he's going to hate me for it. And I don't care.
Oh, but he will. He will.
I don't care. I love it.
Thank you, Icona Pop, for your moment right there. Jesus. You said that. I'm like, I don't care. I love it. Ah, shit. Isn't that the theme? It was a theme for an MTV show for a while.
I don't know. I did it on purpose.
I know you did.
Just for you.
She also goes in a couple of other things, which also were on a ton of lists. YouTube.
We watched this on YouTube, too.
Super Beard Bros!
True statement.
Super Beard Bros. And who else have we watched a lot
of? Smosh.
Smosh has been wonderful.
Valley Folk.
Smosh was one of the few channels that I felt did even better in quarantine than they, like, because you know a lot of channels, and if anybody watched their content creators, and there was more than one of them, it was hard to watch new content. Like, Good Mythical Morning just was not the same with them in different rooms doing it from home.
It was hard.
It became a much more difficult watch, but Smosh somehow made it work. I don't know how. I think it's the fact they were doing the games and playing video games and being different characters while they were playing. It just worked for them. Try Guys somehow made it work, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
They had some of their best content come out in 2020. They had a movie come out. We still need to see that. But there was another one we really got into last year, too. Ah, crap. My mind just blanked. But there's so many good gaming... Chad Dronic. That dude's hilarious.
Fucking Breath of the Wild was my favorite thing we watched all year.
I have to say right now for this year, it's Oregon Trail. Because I've never laughed so hard in a YouTube video in my life.
Super Beard Bowl Oregon Trail video.
All five of them.
All five parts.
Need to watch the new one a little bit more, but...
All five parts.
We have one of our authors sent in that's getting their novel published. Help them through 2020. I get it. I mean, I do, because it was an accomplishment in a year that accomplishments were hard to find.
I feel you.
That's something else, too. No one, when we started Random Evolved in 2019... Did any of us expect what the fuck was about to happen?
No. Like, it was the tail end of 2019. We weren't expecting to actually put any books out until the beginning of 2020.
Yeah.
Like, we were just getting all of our stuff in order to, like, okay, we're going to get all of this paperwork done now, and then we're going to hit it hard the beginning of the year. This is going to be awesome. And then COVID. And then tornado. Then fuck.
Oh, God, I forgot. We lived through a tornado as well.
In March, yes, we did. We lived through a tornado, a large tornado that took out a chunk of our town.
We went through a tornado, one of the worst storms in the winter weather I've ever been through. Waiting for packages was the worst during an ice storm. My God.
We had an ice storm one week and a snowstorm the next. It was awful.
That was, we were stuck.
Worst ice and snow that I've been through in this area recently.
I mean, it's not as bad as some of the ice storms in the previous years, but it just felt like it never was going to end.
It was not ice apocalypse of 2009 bad, but it was still bad.
I think the weather made it worse. Like the chill, like the cold in the air made it worse.
Not as bad as 2009. I hold everything to that standard. There were some people that were out of power for 21 days.
No, I mean, Texas is rolling blackouts, and it was a crazy, crazy time. Your other cousin also emailed.
Which one?
The other cousin's sister.
Okay.
I'm trying not to give out names here.
The redheaded one or the blonde one?
Oh, that's how we're going to play a game on our next episode. The redhead or the blonde one? Nephew being born.
Aww.
New life in dark times. This person said the worst year ever. It's a podcast. It's a good podcast. And speaking of podcasts, I actually listened to a couple last year that got me feeling pretty okay. I started listening to the Office podcast with Angela Kinsey and
Jenna Fisher and
Angela Kinsey.
I thought there was a third person.
No,
that goes with
they
them.
Bring in a third every so often, but they just go back and watch old Office episodes and tell stories, and it's great. That's one of the most fun podcast I've listened to. I started listening to Race Chaser with Willem in Alaska.
Oh, that one's a lot of fun.
Jesus, the episode of Bianca Del Rio. If you're not. Just look up who these people are if you don't know who they are. They're great. That's wonderful.
You're not going to be upset.
No, you're not. There's how many podcasts? And then there's another one that I got into as well. Of course, I've listened to my couple of wrestling podcasts that I never get tired of.
You and your wrestling podcast.
I freaking love me some Tony Schiavone. Dude is hilarious. Someone sent in our podcast. God bless you. I feel like it was a rough year for us. So
it was a really rough year for us, and I'm sorry if this is what you were waiting on to help you get through.
We're going to announce the winner of our contest next week because we have hundreds of emails, and they came in more after we had to postpone this show. That's where... So let's explain this really quick of what happened. During the week of the snowstorm, we get told there is a possibility of rolling blackouts here.
So we decided we're not recording with a chance of the power going out.
We did talk about the week before. There's a possibility. Like, it probably won't happen. Then the electric company actually sent out the message. And we're sitting here going, what the fuck do we do?
Nope.
So we decided to move the Nutsies to the next week. And I'm going to leave the email submissions open. All right. So the week of the snowstorm, the day of the Nutsies, we end up starting just getting a barrage of emails where now we have about 30 or 40,000 come in. And we moved it out a week. And then my mental shit hit me hard. And I don't know where the fuck to do. So we're going to announce the winner of the gift card next week. Mostly because everyone had a lot of the same responses. And not to go deep into... Because, I mean, how many times can you just talk about the certain office, like The Office, before you're this, or certain movie franchise?
I get you.
Or Tiger King, because damn.
Tiger King did help a lot, though.
Is that the show of 2020?
It's the shit show of 2020.
I think that's the best thing to come out of 2020 is Tiger King.
It's the most 2020 thing of 2020.
Oh, yeah. That is the best thing to come out of 2020 for me is fucking Joe Exotic's bullshit story.
The only thing that would have made that any better is if he was pardoned.
Oh, my God. If that would have happened. And then Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Fucking Stars.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, my God. There's not a lot for us to discuss, but I knew this was going to be the more real of the two, and I wanted to hit you with the fun one first.
Because I'm not fun. It's okay.
No, it's not that. I just know I can be more real with you because you've seen what's been going on. A lot of changes in my life happened in 2020. I had a really good moment happen for me, and I'm not talking about that yet, but then everything else happened. And it felt like the weight of the world came crashing down upon all of us. And you can only see so many people in your life suffer from sadness before you start suffering from sadness. I think this year will be different. I think it's going to be middle of the year before it really gets different, but we're going to try to stay on track. Next episode of Live, we are diving into WandaVision. So if you've not seen, if you've not watched WandaVision, you need to do so before we do that episode, because I really want to talk about how great WandaVision is.
Please.
I know Ashley will probably give some insight. I feel like Brian wants to, because Brian and I have talked about it. You heard Brody's take on part one. What a dick. So
I don't think I'm friends with Brody anymore.
I can't diddle his booter. We have a lot coming up. We're going to try to get back on track. I'm doing songs of the day just to keep going. So if you want to listen to a random ass 90s, early 2000s song, because that's kind of where my head's stuck right now. The last one was Breathless by The Corrs. Go on.
No, I know the song.
You're just giving me the weirdest look about why. Why? What's it look for? Does it bother you that was the song? It should. I don't know why it's been stuck in my head. We talked about a new idea for an article in the car.
We'll bring that up later.
No, I'm just saying, we have some cool stuff coming down. Oh, next tournament! That I can talk about.
We need to save stuff for Live.
Well, I need to tell people what to send it, like the email. So now that the Nutsy Awards are over, send in your emails of your favorite reality TV shows. That is our next tournament, is the Ultimate Dose of Reality Tournament. 64 reality shows enter, only one can survive, and why do I feel like it's going to be the Great British Bake Off? You'll be able to vote.
Because it is arguably the best thing to exist.
It's going to be our March Reality Madness Tournament. I'm pretty excited about it. I know that we have shows on the list, but your guys' picks come first, so... gmail.com, tbkmagazine@gmail.com, and we will reveal the bracket in 3 weeks. Two to three weeks. It might be 2 weeks. I don't know. I'll have the link up on the website if you want to check that out, tbkmagazine.com. Don't forget to visit our store, randomevolve.store. Pick up one of our amazing books. I want to say thank you to everyone who has been there for the journey for the past year. It's been a long one, and hopefully it's over. Hopefully we can get back to some normality. We can start seeing family and friends again. Go out and get the vaccine when the time comes. Put that shit in your veins.
Do it.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my arm. I know that doesn't rhyme, but fuck it. Brody's going to be joining us for more shows. We're going to return to Cinecrap. And if you want to know what our Cinecrap list is going to be, you're going to start seeing cryptic movie posters start going up for no reason at all on our social media accounts, probably our Instagram. That's instagram.com/tbkmagazine. You can also check out our TikTok for some fun stuff. And is there anything else?
I think that pretty well covered it.
I know this is not what your normal award show is. I know you're expecting some funny. Sometimes you just have to be real and talk through your stuff. And technically you guys are today's, I'm leaning on you today. So thank you all for listening. Leave us a comment, rate us 5 stars, hell, rate us 1 star. I don't give a shit. Subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, that's where you say goodnight.
Good night.
We'll see you next time. We're in this award show like we do every other show with Torgo. You know what to do, sir. Take us motherfucking home.